Hi there, how you doing? This is Mr. PD Motivator, and of course American Rebel. And this is a Human Rehab / American Rebel podcast. And the reason, of course, is because it's because some of the examples may be direct examples, in your face examples that show you. Show you an example of a point that I'm trying to point out. Because if you give a vague example of something, no one really pays attention, does it? But when you give them an in-your-face example that actually they can't avoid, then they get the point a lot better, right? So that's why I do that. So that's why I'm making it a part of an American Rebel podcast too. But the one thing I want to talk to you real briefly about, and what we talk about, is the false sense of security. In our lives, we create false senses of security. That's right, we create false senses of security in our lives that we actually tend to get comfortable with. I mean, things that are, the security is not there. However, you have a false sense of it. For instance, let's say that you have a girlfriend or boyfriend, okay? And you have a false sense, you've been fighting back and forth around for a little bit, and you've been fighting back and forth, and maybe you're a spouse, and you've been fighting back and forth a little bit, but you've been together for years, right? For years you've been together. No matter what you're doing, you've gone through it all and that type of thing. So you have a false sense of security there. Then all of a sudden, that person that you've been with for years starts abusing you, leaving and going away for a while, doesn't treat you right, doesn't talk to you right. Yet you still, in your mind, because you've been with that person for years, you still love them. And that feeling of blind love, when it's apparent that person has not gone, that person does not love you. They don't want to go through therapy. They don't want to talk it out. They don't want to work it out. They just want to be their way, the way they are. Or you see that that person is not going to, or you try to it, and you see that person's not trying to change at all. You create, and you start to take that abuse, and you start taking that abuse, and the more abuse you take, the more you get. But you still love that person. You've created a false sense of security. There's no security there. That spouse or lover that's abusing you is probably out there messing around with somebody else. And if they aren't, well then, they may or may not. But if they don't, they're still abusing you. They wouldn't love you if they are abusing you. Or maybe they're not aware of it and you tried to let them know. And they still don't know. And so therefore, it's a false sense of security. That person that you thought that you've been with for 15, 20 years, all of a sudden starts turning abusive. And then you just accept that abuse. It's a false sense of security that you actually then just keep, you allow that to happen, and then they allow it to transfer to kids and everyone else, and then it affects everything part of your life. A false sense of security. At work, this is the greatest example, folks. The greatest example. You are at work and you've had a job for 15, 20 years. Okay? Perfect. You've been doing the job for 15, 20 years. Everyone loves you. Everyone likes you. A lot of people like you, they love you, and you know the job. You're happy with the job. You've gone from $9 an hour to $8 an hour to like $30 an hour. You're well established with the job, right? Or maybe you got the job and you've had it for 2 or 3 years, right? You have a fault. No, the more you're at that job, the more, just like in a relationship, that you get it, you can get a false sense of security. Because just like that job, if you do not pay attention and you don't pay attention to what you're doing in your relationship, and you're not happy in that relationship, then it's false sense of security, then you have to move on. Or you have to reevaluate it yourself and reevaluate your life. Well, the same thing with job. You have a job for 15, 20 years. Now all of a sudden things start changing. Bosses change hands. Policies start changing. COVID-19's hit. Now you have to work from home now. And therefore you punch in. Maybe you don't get as many hours in as you did before. But you still have that sense, false sense of security that you've had that job for 15, 20 years, that you actually, that you know, that you think that you're not going to lose your job. You don't, you have that false sense of security. So therefore, then later on, you find out then pandemic hits, and then all of a sudden the job cuts hours, cuts people, and folds. Yet you had that false sense of security that nothing was going to happen to that job because you're so blinded by what you had. I always have a very good, I have a very good idea of how I treat my jobs, from this job and my other job. And you know what it is? You really pay attention to this, because this is a really helpful thing for you. Period. You ready for it? You ready? Okay. I treat each day on the job like it's my first day. So I've been at this job for almost a year now. I've been at my job, at my pizza job, for delivery, part-time pizza delivery work. I've been doing that for over close to a year now. All right? And I plan on doing this for a year. But in order for me to maintain this job, I need to have the frame mindset that I don't have a false sense of security. I have to believe that this is my first day of the job every single day. That everything, that from my uniform to the way I talk to the way I act, I have to go along the guidelines, and I have to make sure that I'm under, and I feel that I'm under the microscope each and every single time I work. Because lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen, I've had jobs where I've actually had a false sense of security in. I've made a joke that wasn't bad at all, but someone took offense to it in the past. I have. Or, you know, I remember I had a false sense. I worked at a Walmart, and therefore I was with the job and for about 3-4 months. And what I did was I was talking, and I knew this girl that we were talking for a long period of time, you know, it works on and off, but we were friends, you know, the type of thing, or we thought we were friends at least. And then, you know, the one time I did a, you know, the little thing where you tap the other person on the shoulder on the left-hand side, you know, on the left, and you're on the right. So you switch around and you tap them on the shoulder. So they look to the left and see if they're in there to try to catch them. Well, that kind of turned out to backfire on me. And she thought I was trying to put my arm around her. When the video showed, I just tapped the shoulder. Not my arm, I just tapped it with my finger. But still, it was enough to get me, for me to be fired from Walmart. Because I had a false sense of security that I knew that person. Enough to play jokingly around to tap her shoulder, to have her look to the left-hand side, and then have her, ha-ha, it's a good joke. When in fact it turned back to bite me in the ass. And I lost my job. You know, We all, you know what, no matter what you say or do, you have to be careful on the job. And yeah, you have to treat each day like it is the first day on the job. Because the longer you're at a job, the longer you get a false sense of security. And therefore, either by what you see going on in regards to the company, or by your own actions of getting really, really comfortable with the job and the people around the job, can you create yourself a situation that you can lose that job, or you can lose your position? False sense of security. Just like if you don't pay attention to what's going on at home and don't manage things at home, but you think that person's going to be there for a long period of time and you've neglected that person, you know what? You're going to lose that person. You have a false sense of security, and when that person leaves, you're alcoholic, and you think that you know that person is going to be there for you by your side, no matter you know how bad every time, no, how much you drink. But that person leaves because of you're an alcoholic and you're abusive, and they can't stay anymore. They leave. You had a false sense of security. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's just that simple. It's you get too comfortable. You get complacent. And when you get complacent and comfortable, that's when you make mistakes. And that's when you end up with a situation that you lose at. Now, I'm going to switch over to the American Rebel example. Joe Biden. Joe Biden has had a situation now that he was supposed to be put, he that we have an election, right? Well, the election was a questionable election that either he knew about it or he didn't know about it, that was geared to rig it, to work toward, to mess with votes and vote counts and change rules, all to get Joe Biden president of the United States. And then on top of that, then he had a press that basically, you know, tried to put forth this initiative and narrative that he's president-elect and everyone should accept him as president-elect. When the questionable thing, when this election was the most questionable election in the history for a long time. And that things need that a process has to go by in order to make sure to show that Joe Biden was the actual winner, or if Donald Trump was winner. So Joe Biden is going by having a false sense of security, not only by his ideal that he's president-elect, but by the same token that he's being told by the liberal left, the liberal left people trying to hide things about the election results and everything else, that now when Joe Biden goes. It was just in the paper. It was just in the news. Joe Biden was denied his thing in regards to inauguration because they didn't. Because until the electoral part is taken care of, they're not going to say that he's president of the United States, the next president of the United States. So he was denied. False sense of security. False sense of security. And now he has egg on his face now because not only is he not getting any, he got some concessions about his transition, but he's not getting a whole bunch of transitions because Donald Trump is fighting with his right, with rightfully so, fighting the election that actually that has very, very extreme questionable means and questionable things happened. And America First people are not giving him in Congress, as in well and outside, showing that no, there's gonna be no peace for him because either he knew about it, or he was part of it, or he didn't know about it. And the people behind him, the people in the Democratic Party, liberal, socialistic, communistic, chaotic, oppressive Democratic Party, were actually did some really bad things and unconstitutional things to make Joe Biden president. So now poor Joe Biden thinks he's president-elect now. So I have a question. What happens if Donald Trump pulls the greatest comeback ever, ever, ever in the United States by pulling off a second term? Why? Because all the questionable stuff that was done in regards to election comes back to bite him in the butt. That all the stuff that was done created a false sense of security that Joe Biden, that he thinks that he's going to be the next president. And then what happens is that Donald Trump flies underneath the radar and is out and takes things in his own hands, matters in his own hands, which came in his power, and takes away all that Joe Biden's done. See, Joe Biden right now has had a false sense of security. Up to the point of the inauguration, he's had a false sense of security. The press has tried to put forth a narrative in regards to about what's going on, that he's president-elect. They don't want to talk about election fraud. They don't want to talk about it. They're not going to put it out there for the average American Joe to listen to, because they think American people are stupid, that they're going to listen, and stupid, gullible, and retarded, they're not going to pay attention to what the voter fraud. It's going to go with the flow and then be like a sheep being led to the slaughterhouse. He has a false sense, like the guy that has had the job for a long period of time and gets really comfortable and complacent. Joe Biden is getting comfortable and complacent, and he's not even been president. He's not even president yet. If I have a question that some of you really need to think about. If he's getting complacent and comfortable right now, and he's making these mistakes with his picks, and he's making these faux pas and blunders with his mouth and all this about people and things, what happens if he actually becomes president? What happens then? He's in the White House then at that point in time. And not even that, it's dangerous on that, is that, oh my gosh, it's like, he has a bigger sense of false sense of security now. Now that he's president, he thinks he can do everything, and he just fucks up our country. I'm telling you, folks, that's dangerous. That is really dangerous. If he thinks he has a false sense of security right now, and he's doing what he's doing now, imagine what he's going to do when he becomes president. I'm just putting that to you to think about. I am. But it proves my point. You know, these liberal left socialist Democrats in Congress and whatever, they all have a false sense of security. They all have a false sense of security of being able to talk to people and con people, and liberal left socialist progressive communistic oppressive Washington swamp people. And as well as some Republicans, too, that are like that, too. Not many, but few. That, you know what? That basically are, that they have a false sense of security. And they go ahead and talk and do their crap. They have a false sense of security that the press is going to back them up and that. And then when it comes time for, and then at some time it comes time for an election, and the natives become restless, and they vote them out. But in the meantime, they've screwed up their state, their city, or the world, or the country at the same time. And everyone has to suffer for it. You see, Donald Trump doesn't have a false sense of security. Now you're saying, well, he does. No, he doesn't. He knows he has limited time in the White House and he's getting everything done. Minus the tweets. Minus the tweets. Minus his words sometimes. Minus some of the stuff that he said, you know, his gestures and that. Minus all that, which is small as compared to what his policies are and what he has never disgraced by having an affair in the White House. He has never smoked weed in the White House. He has not had sex with women in the White House, except for his wife. I mean, he has followed through with every promise that he said he'd do. And he's accomplished more than any other president in the United States about economic with this country than any president for a long, long time, 30, 40 years. I'm telling you, folks, and that's with all the opposition he's had to face at the same time. I'm telling you, folks, he doesn't have a false sense of security because he knows one mistake is going to give his enemies some type of energy or some type of fire, fuel for fire to get at him. This man has gone from the first time he was elected in 2016 to constantly watching his back with these people because there's a whole bunch of people there against him, even his own party, the Never Trumpers in his own party. Why? Because he can't be bought, he can't be influenced, and he can't be manipulated. He can't. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, what I say is Trump doesn't have a false sense of security. He may be full of himself. I grant that. He may be narcissistic at times, maybe. But he's not disillusioned to the point that he has a false sense of security, because he knows that deep down he doesn't want to lose. And he knows that even though he's not going to be president forever, he will not be president. But the reason why he's fighting this now is because of election, the way it was carried out. And so be it. To his testament, it has to be done this way, to make sure that we have a great election, not just accept it, knowing all the questionable things that have happened with it. He has no false sense of security that he's going to win. He may say he won, but the thing is, I don't think that deep down he knows he won. I think he's waiting to see Inauguration Day. I'm not going to see who's going to be president. I'm going to wait to see on Inauguration Day who's standing up there. Is it going to be Joe Biden? Or it's going to be Donald J. Trump? I am not going there because you know what? This whole process and what's happened in this election has been a shameful sham, and it has been a total freaking disaster. And it was all in Biden's favor. And whatever comes of it, so be it. But it has to come to light. It has to come to light. And the restless have been native enough to say, hey, we're going to start backing this president up until we know that the election, minus everything that's happened, is correct. And so therefore, we don't have a false sense of security. Trump doesn't, but Biden certainly did. And notice I said did, because now he's been denied a lot of the more transitional things in intel, But he can't plan his inauguration because no one is accepting him as president-elect until the electoral hits and all the smoke and dust clears. Now, if he's foolish enough to have a false sense of security and follow through and keep it up with which he may, because the press is still trying to treat him like president-elect. But wouldn't it be interesting if Donald J. Trump, just saying, what happens if Donald J. Trump got a second term after all that was said and done, and then Joe Biden, who basically has a big sense of false sense of security, he has done all this work to pave his way to make out this cabinet and to try to get everyone in, to appease everyone in his cabinet and to publicly go out in public, try to portray himself as president-elect, finds out he is not president-elect. Could you imagine what's going to happen with him? Could you imagine who the Democratic Party is going to go after if he loses it, because he had a false sense of security and he's been treating it, when in fact they are the ones that gave him that false sense of security. They themselves gave him that false sense of security. Something to think about, folks. Something to think about. Because it could happen. Very much could happen. But anyway, false sense of security. Be careful that you don't have a false sense of security in your life, and just like we see in the country, because if you do, your whole world can come down on you. Either it be in your life, personal life, your relationship, your work, or the country. If you have a false sense of security, and you don't end up with just a grain of caution, you can end up yourself not only screwing up your life, but losing sight of something that's oncoming that may knock that sense of security and wipe it clear away. Bottom line. That's me, Mr. P, the Motivator, talking to you now. And now I'm just going to just put my attention to America First people in there. Remember, we do not want the socialistic, progressive, communistic, chaotic oppressors of the Democratic Party and some in the Republican Party to take hold in this country and to treat this country like it is, treat this country badly and to change it for the worst. We don't want it. So even if they're in power, so whether it be Donald J. Trump as president or whether it be Joe Biden as president, let's go ahead. Let's keep it up. Let's keep up the pressure. Let's keep it up. Let's keep it up. Keep up the protests for thousands and thousands and thousands of people and rallies. And then Donald J. Trump, same thing. You know, let's do a rally too. You know, focus on the stuff, but don't do a couple rallies. Let's let these people know that, listen, we know about the election and we're not happy about it. So that when whoever's president, we can all focus on our attention on those liberal left Democrats and people like them and let them know, hey, we're in your town, we're outside your door, we are in the news, we are going to let you know, we are not going to give you a moment's peace. And all the America First congressmen people from Republican and some Democrat, let them know, hey, we're not going to work with that situation to make this country weak. We've had a good 4 years of economic growth and prosperity and strength and respect, and we want to keep that going. So then basically keep it up, keep working, and then go out and protest with those people too. And let's get that protest down. Let them know that we are not going away. And even though they may be in power in some form or another, we are not going to just stand there, lay down, and allow you and walk all over us, just because you want peace and unity when you created the chaos to begin with. And then for everyone else like me, like for people like me and everyone else, go out. Internet, blow up their internet, blow up their phones, and let them know that we are not going to let them go. We're not going to let them get away without being noticed. And I, the American Rebel, I'm going to continue this mission in life at this point in time, to make sure that you, the American people, know the truth of what's going on out there and what's happening out there, and then let you know what's and what to, and how to and to put it in a life coaching way, so you can better relate to it better. This is Mr. Petey, the motivator, American Rebel. Peace out. God bless, and have yourself a great, happy, and healthy day and life. Good night.